This next poem comes from a series of neo-pastorals that I've been working on. I call them neo-pastorals because they have to do with my experience with natural phenomenon, but as I was writing them, they became more about the act of perception as relates to the world outside. And they're formal works in a sense. They're all four tercets, 12 lines, and they all have to do with some kind of transfiguring experience. And this particular one is called Sounds. Depending on their shape, different rooms unoccupied produce particular sounds we lack a vocabulary for. Gradations of silence that turn ghostlier the higher the ceiling, that deepen or disperse in echo the thicker the surrounding foliage, pressing against whatever material the wall is made from, whether fieldstone, brick, plaster, or wood. To hear something without being able to name it is a form of recovery and a source of frustration, which has it at its root an obsession with control that can never be fulfilled, not in this lifetime.